Yes, he's joining us again, ladies and gentlemen. We invited him, and by golly, he said yes. He wants to talk to us again. It is Steve Fierstead, Back to Nature Wellness Center, here on Ask the Expert. Back to Nature Wellness Center, of course, is in Litchfield. And Steve has had this going for several years. Steve is a well-known and very much liked naturopathic doctor here in the area. And gosh, you must have a patient list that goes on forever.
We've got there's a few thousand people in our database.
Wow!
You
know? Yeah,
so,
that's
yeah,
great.
You've been doing it long. When you've been doing it this long, it's bound to happen.
Well, yeah. That shows what kind of trust people have been putting into you guys over the years and the services that you've provided. And by the way, Happy New Year, and hope you've had a good break. From everything?
We did. Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well. Yeah, it was fun to get away for a little bit. You know, didn't do anything, you know, extraordinary. My wife and I went to her family down in Omaha for for a bit. And then this last weekend we had kids and grandkids out, and that's always fun. Daughter from South Dakota couldn't make it with her four because of this crummy weather we've been having.
Oh, yes.
You know, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah. I was thinking today, or yesterday it was, I heard, you know, the low is going to be 12 below. And I was thinking, ah, no big deal. And then I realized, what am I saying? I mean, we're getting used to this?
Well, you know, isn't that something? You know, I mean, if it gets up in the 20s this weekend now, like they're saying it could, I mean, it's going to be like, this is when you see people sitting on a 5-gallon bucket on the ice.
Yes, that's
you know,
right.
Fishing, you know.
Yeah. Somebody said you'll see the barbecue machines coming out.
Oh, crazy.
We are crazy, I think.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, Steve, I think we've touched on this before, is the fact that for lunches here at the studios, I like to bring along an apple and some cheese and nibble on that kind of stuff through the afternoon. Is the old saying true, an apple a day, you know?
It is, you know, and it was, Skip was eating an apple here in the office the other day, and you know, we've got these beautiful apples at home in our crisper, and we've got a bunch in the freezer from our Honeycrisp tree, that had a great crop this year, and I've kind of drifted away from eating apples, and I like apples,
sure.
You know, and but I ran across this really, really great research article on this whole thing, you know, the old saying, you know, never rang truer, they say, because now with the research that's going on, it's not just folk medicine fantasy that an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Wow.
The reality is that now they've actually researched this, and the medicinal properties of apple are really well documented within biomedical literature now. And it's for example, apple consumption has been, yeah, it's been the subject of a lot of studies on colorectal cancer risk reduction.
Oh.
And so they know now that the apple pectins can actually inhibit colorectal cancer. There's been research showing that apple juice, apple pectin, and apple peel has been experimentally confirmed to kill liver cancer.
Really? Wow.
Now, and of course, that being said, I mean, common sense would say that if you've been diagnosed with liver cancer, you're not just going to use apples to try to get well. But the very fact that that research has shown that would lend credence to the old adage that, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Sure.
Because the same thing has been shown that apples have been found to both prevent and suppress breast cancer.
Wow.
Carotenoids extracted from apples have been found to inhibit drug-resistant cancer cell lines in multiple kinds of cancer.
Jeez.
Esophageal cancer, stomach cancer. One of the ways in which apple constituents prevent stomach cancer is through the inhibition of H. pylori, which is one of the main infectious agents that causes both ulcers and gastric cancer.
Oh, I see. Now, in this research, is this all apples or certain types?
Well, it's all apples.
Okay.
Because they all have the pectin and they all have the same constituents. And so, you know, some just taste better than others.
Yeah.
You're going to choose them. But pretty much all of the apples are going to have this fundamental benefit for us by doing just something as simple as eating a few apples.
So
they've been found to inhibit and help with weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is huge.
Yeah.
Everybody, I mean, I don't make New Year's resolutions. I mean, I'm 71 years old. I don't think I've ever kept one.
You're an honest man, aren't you?
And so it's like, but, you know, if it can do something like that, I mean, it's pretty easy to resolve to eat an apple every day
for
all of us, you know.
Yeah, because they taste good. And I'm hooked on Red Delicious, but I don't know what.
I like Pink Ladies.
Oh, sure.
You know, I like all kinds of apples. And like I said, it's just ridiculous that I don't eat them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're inexpensive.
That's right.
Yeah. And so all of us folks, if we just would start doing that, it's really interesting. There was one study that showed that an apple in combination with chamomile, which is a tea that you can drink,
mm-hmm.
will actually shorten the course of unspecified diarrhea in kids.
Wow.
So if you've got a kid that's, you know, been sick and they're battling with diarrhea and you're having trouble getting rid of it, do apples and chamomile tea. There's research showing that it will shorten the duration of the thing.
And most kids do like apples.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that taste.
Yeah, there's clinical research now showing that eating an apple a day will prevent hardening of the arteries.
Wow.
I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
There's other research showing that apples have been found to prevent the oxidative damage and impaired performance of the brain, so they're actually finding that it can slow down anti-aging of the brain.
Gee whiz. You know, but we're guilty of kind of starting, we started to ignore this fruit, haven't we?
We have, you know, and we've nowadays with all of the processed foods that we mm-hmm. all, unfortunately, in our hustle-bustle lifestyle, sometimes get sucked into eating more of than we should, and we're not cooking from scratch like we should. We're not eating the fruits and vegetables that we should. I mean, how many people eat 6 cups of vegetables a day like we're supposed to?
Yeah, you know? Give me. No, I don't know anybody that does.
I ran into a friend of mine here recently, and he basically went on a paleo diet, which is, mm-hmm. you know, getting rid of all processed sugars, all grains. I did that last spring for a while before we went to Alaska and dropped 25 pounds doing it.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, they kind of start creeping their way back into your diet again like they should not.
Sure.
But I ran into this guy, and I said, whoa, what are you doing? And, mm-hmm. he said, well, I got all of the grains and sugars out of my diet, and I eat 6 cups of vegetables every day. He said, I force myself if I have to, and I make sure that I eat 6 cups of vegetables every single day. And he's lost all of the weight. He's back to his college weight, and he's lost all of the weight, and he's feeling like $1 million.
I'll bet he is.
You know? And we can all do this, and sometimes we say, well, eating this stuff is more expensive. Well, folks, if you break it down and you look at the fact that when you start eating real food that, as I've always said, real food that God made the way God made it,
mm-hmm.
You're going to find that you're going to end up eating less and that your grocery bill is actually going to go down.
Well, yeah, I would imagine it would. Steve, is sugar a drug?
You know, you could call it that. It's not really a food. I mean, it starts out as a food, whether it's sugar cane or sugar beets
yeah.
or whatever. But the reality is, by the time they're done processing it, there's nothing of any nutritional value there. So you can't call
nothing
it a food.
Left. Yeah.
It's sweet and that's
well, that's all we know.
It's acidic. There's nothing really about it that's good for us. All of the sugar that we need to stay healthy is in the fruits and vegetables that we eat.
Now, that's where I was going with this, because, like, apples, they do have some natural sugars,
oh,
don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so does broccoli. So do, you know, most of the foods, you know, our fruits and vegetables do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so these things are, you know, the research in just apples, but this has been done in broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and whatnot. Now they're breaking all of these fruits and vegetables down, and many of the things that have been just thought to be beneficial by grandma for a long time is now being proven with clinical research, because the nutraceutical industry is growing to such a degree now that a lot of the things that were kind of poo-pooed by conventional medicine, you know, we've heard that mm-hmm. for so long, for years.
Yeah.
They said, don't bother taking a multivitamin, that's a waste of time. Well, now they're actually, they've been forced to acknowledge the fact that multivitamins are good for us, because the nutrients just aren't there as they used to be in our food.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. And apples, as you said, they have natural sugars in them. All you have to do is figure out which one you like best, or ones.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's things, there's something in apples called, procyanidins, and, actually shown to promote hair growth. They're shown to inhibit staph infections, to inhibit flu infections, periodontal disease, all of these different things that, that just from this one active ingredient. But imagine, you know, eating something on a daily basis that could keep you from getting a staph infection or a strep infection, you know, or the flu.
Yeah, gee whiz.
I mean, so this whole thing with an apple a day keeps the doctor away, now they've proven that an apple can keep you from getting the flu.
When we take an apple and process it so it's an apple pie, do we take the nutrients out of it?
No. No, you don't. You don't do it any favor when you throw in all that sugar.
Well, that's, yeah. that's another story.
And, but we did that with when the kids were out last weekend. Carolyn made a big pan of apple crisp.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't eat all of it, and I finished it off.
You know, okay.
But so normally, you know, we don't do that, but we always, because that's kind of a tradition at our house, is an apple crisp at,
sure.
at Christmas. And so we make sure that when we harvest apples from our trees, so they were great organic apples, and she tries to minimize the sugar that's in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's probably not as sweet as some apple crisp might be. But, yeah, but no, the nutrients are still there, so it still has some beneficial effects.
Because you think about all the different ways that apples are used in our foods.
Oh, my goodness,
and,
yeah.
And you wonder sometimes, is it really as healthy as it is when it comes right off the tree for us?
It you know, it can't be, because when it's, you know, I've talked before about the fact that we've lost concept of the word, you know, fresh.
Yes.
A fresh apple means you picked it off the tree. A fresh carrot means you dug it out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's fresh. So the longer something sits on the shelf in the store or in your crisper in the refrigerator, and it starts to break down, that's the enzymes in that food that are breaking it down. And so when it's fresh, you've got more of that enzymatic activity that helps break it down and make those nutrients more bioavailable for your body. And so that's where fresh is better.
You know? Oh, I see. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So the fresher the better, but still, it's way better to, buy an apple in the grocery store, even though it's been sitting there for, you know, since this fall when it was harvested,
yeah.
than eating apples out of a can, for example.
Sure. You know, and also what I've noticed is, now when we're into the winter season and apples coming from other parts of the world,
mm-hmm.
They can taste a little different.
They can. And, sometimes, you know, the fact that some of our fruits and vegetables are picked closer to the green stage and then ripened with gas.
Oh.
And that's part of how it's done nowadays because of shipping and whatnot. And so
uh-huh.
that can be a factor too. So, you know, ideally in a perfect world, we'd all have an apple tree, we'd all have a garden, but unfortunately it's not a perfect world.
And
so,
we'd have the time to take care of it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, you know, do the best you can. You know, if you're trying to eat as much fresh and raw as possible, you're going to be way better off than if your diet consists of, you know, pretty much all processed food.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any particular thing that you like to do with apple slices to change the flavor or enhance the flavor at all?
You know, I don't. I just like apples. You know,
just simple.
Just a simple apple. Some of them are sweet. Some of them are tart. There's times when I will prefer a Granny Smith over a Delicious.
Yeah,
you know, because of that tartness. You know,
the cheese. Now I'm hooked on the cheeses with apples.
I like cheese with apples.
And is that healthy for us?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You know, I'm a. You know, some people say that dairy's not good for us, and
right.
I totally disagree with that. There's a lot of research showing just the opposite.
Yeah. Why did God make cows? Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. So, do we need dairy? No. You know.
Oh.
Did that calcium just didn't miraculously show up in the milk. The cow got it from what it was eating, and so
sure.
we can achieve that same thing by eating the right foods.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, I like dairy, I like cheese, I like milk, I like things that are made with it. And so,
mm-hmm.
no, I'm not a anti-dairy by any stretch. Yeah.
Well, when you find the right combination of apple and cheese, I'm in seventh heaven with snacking on that kind of thing. And I know that it's decent for me, and I'm not really breaking any rules, so to speak.
No, you're not. It's good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. The chamomiles, is that what you
were? Chamomile.
Okay, tell us exactly what that is again.
Chamomile is an herb, it's something that we don't stock it here at Back to Nature, but chamomile is an herb. It's very traditionally used in a tea.
Oh, yeah.
And so, say, for example, going back to the chronic diarrhea in kids or in anybody really, but in kids, if you're doing some apple juice or apples and chamomile tea, which Doug has at Potpourri, I know he does,
mm-hmm.
That's something that can be very, very beneficial for. And chamomile tea is just a natural sedative.
Oh.
So it can calm you down.
Oh, all right. So
yeah.
There's other benefits to
it
as well.
Yeah.
So chamomile, shop for that.
Yep.
And for is there other ways to mix it, or is it just straight tea is the way you use it?
I've always just used it as tea. I don't know if it's available. It might be available in capsules, too. That'd be a question to ask Doug, because I don't know the answer to that, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it is. But it's actually because it's kind of a tasty tea. It's just something that I know people that drink chamomile tea every day because it helps keep them calm.
Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds better than having to take a lot of drugs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's there are so many things nowadays that we can use for antidepressants, anti-anxiety, a lot of these things, you know, and we're going to actually talk about some of that stuff on Doug's show on Sunday, because what I want to talk about on Sunday is cannabidiols. You know, we've got all of this now going on with medical marijuana, and now California's made it legal for just whatever, you know, and I'm not a real huge fan of that, but the fact of the matter is, when you look at cannabidiols and the cannabis and the effects, and so we're going to get into the research, because Doug now has a very, very high-quality CBD oil in the store.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to talk about that, and he did a lot of research to find one that has the therapeutic ability to deal with a lot of different issues, and so that's what we're going to talk about on Sunday.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, again, let's remind our listeners that we're talking with Steve Fierstead, if you've just joined us. And Steve has the Back to Nature Wellness Center in Litchfield, and he's a naturopath who is ready to take care of you and help you with whatever is bugging you and your body right now.
Yeah, it's a new year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do it different if you've been dealing with the same old stuff forever.
Do you suggest we start with a cleanse on the new year?
You know, oftentimes, yes. I'm actually doing one myself right now.
Oh, okay.
And we should talk about that next week.
Sure, we'll do that. Again, the number at Back to Nature is 320-693-2541. 693-2541. That's in Litchfield, the Back to Nature Wellness Center. Steve Fierstead, thank you so much. We'll see you again on Sunday morning, and then again next week at the same time.
Okay, thanks, Paul.